Hello there. Before we start this is Neil, by the way. Before we start this, one of the oddities of doing this job from time to time is that you try to occasionally keep stuff back for future weeks. And ever since, like, the circumstances change. Now, my argument here would be the circumstances haven't changed an enormous amount. They just feel like they have. They just feel as though everything is fantastic. But before Liverpool played Wolves, I had a chat with Rafa Honigstein about the challenge that's in front of Jurgen Klopp in terms of getting Liverpool back in business, as it were. Now, since then, we obviously beat Wolverhampton Wanderers and then we put 7 goals past Manchester United, so you couldn't feel more in business. But part of this is how Jurgen will be feeling about the challenge that is to come, where personnel is, where tactics are, what the overall outlook is around the Reds. From Rafa's point of view, as someone who's written an excellent book on Jurgen Klopp and observed him for many a year up relatively close. So, still a great conversation, done on a slightly noisy street in London, because we were trying to find somewhere where there wasn't a massive queue and tons of people and or music inside. Sometimes you've got to do this stuff on the fly. I hope you enjoyed a great deal. It's always fantastic when Rafa spends the time to speak to us. I very much enjoy his company. I think that probably comes over during the recordings. So anyway, here is me chatting to Rafa Honigstein about what next with Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool.
It's Neil Atkinson on Judd Street in London with Rafa Honigstein to talk about what Jurgen does next. Rafa's very kindly contributed to the Jurgen documentary about what's happened to Jurgen in the past, and we've all read his book about Jurgen. And the thing that's interesting now, and he seems at the moment, at the time of recording, I'm recording this before Liverpool play a game against Wolves and Manchester United, but he seems remarkably calm and centred in the moment to me, Rafa, the manager. Yet, he's got to do something he's never done before. Are you surprised how calm and centred he is in the moment? Are you surprised about his wholehearted commitment to doing something he's never done before? What do you think's going on in his mind?
Is he that calm? I'm not sure. I see some sense of irritation and frustration. It often finds a valve when it comes to dealing with the media. But I see a determination to sort things out. And he probably realizes that him going strong verbally, appearing nervous or irritable will not help.